store, we're together again. Just praising the Lord, let's stand. We're together again. Just praising the Lord, we're together again. In one accord, something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again. Just praising the Lord. We're together again. Just praising the Lord. We're together again. In one accord, something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again. Just praising the Lord.
Amen. Let's give him a good hand clap of praise. God bless you. Good to see everybody out this wonderful Saturday afternoon. Just make yourself at home. We're going to praise the Lord in song, and then we've got some specials, and then we're going to hear from our brother, and then we're going to eat afterwards and fellowship after that. But just keep everything in your prayer, Lord, that we'll bind this enemy that's out there in the world. And like I said many times before, who do we want to make uncomfortable in this building? The devil. Right. We want God to be comfortable and the devil to be uncomfortable in this building today. Amen. So does anybody have any prayer requests? Because we don't have any written ones. I know there's some. We've been on WhatsApp and different places for us to remember people in prayer. Sister Sarah Garland's dad with a tumor on his kidney. They're going to take it out. I just read it on WhatsApp. It's on it, not in it.
It's on, yeah.
It's on it, not in it. So he don't have to take the kidney out. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Well, Brother Garland's 84 years old, too, so just keep him in your prayers. Anybody else have a request? Yes. Husband has cancer.
Yeah.
Just remember that request. Someone she knows, her husband has cancer. So, Sister Mary. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good to have him with us today. Good to have 3/4 of the. Of the family here. No, 3/4. There's 3 of you, 4 of you. There's 5 of you. Well, we got 2/3 of y'all here today. The other 2's in Kenya?
New Jersey.
New Jersey, okay. Okay, well, they're scattered everywhere, but we got 3 of them here today. So, wish your dad was here. He's a wonderful man. I love you, Dad. Does anybody else have a request? Brother Aaron, how about stepping up here? Somebody say something? Okay. Did he really? Mike? Okay. Remember, Sister Beam's son passed away. He'd been battling cancer for a while. Brother Aaron, would you come and pray over these and open the service?
Amen. Let's all pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we're just so thankful, Lord, that we're able to come in your house. Father, you said whether 2 or 3 gathered in your name, you'd be there in the midst. Lord, we're just so thankful, Lord, for your blessings on us. Lord, that we set aside this time for the young people to come and, Lord, to worship you and, Lord, to speak to the young people. And we just pray that you bless our brother as he comes to bring the word to us today. Father, just to feed us. Lord, just speak to each heart, Lord. Let us have our minds open, our hearts to receive from you whatever you'd have for us today. And, Father, as we open this service today, Lord, we want to give you all the honor and praise and the glory. And Father, for the needs that have been mentioned, the one that has cancer, Lord, we know that you're the great physician. Lord, there's nothing that stands in your way that you can't do. And so we know that there was a need that lady asked about for us to pray, Lord, and we just pray that you would come on the scene. And for my father-in-law, Lord, that with the tumor on his kidney, Lord, we know that it's nothing to you, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, there's no great thing or small thing. It's all the same to you, Lord. And we know that by your stripes at Calvary, Lord, it's a finished work. And Lord, we pray for our sister, Lord, that's still having problems with her from the wreck, Lord, and still need a healing in her body, Lord. And Lord, for our brother, Lord, that has a need, Lord, we know that there's many that have needs, Lord, on each heart in this building, Lord. There's many that's represented, Lord, but we commit it all to you, Lord, and we know that it's a finished work, Lord, because the prophet told us if you were standing here right now, you couldn't do more than what you've already done for us. Lord, all we can do is just give you thanks for it and accept it with childlike faith. Lord, let us just reach out and grab a hold and claim what is ours. Lord, you've preached, the prophets taught so many times, preached, Lord, that it's ours and for us to claim, and we claim it. And we're just so thankful, Lord, that you've brought us this far. Lord, we know that you'll carry us all the way. Lord, we're looking for that great time, Lord, that we'll see the dead raised, Lord, that we'll gather as a great body of believers, incorruptible, Lord, together to meet you in the air. Father, we're so grateful for this blessed assurance that we have. Lord, we commit this service to you for your honor and glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. Fixed it up with Jesus so many years ago. I know he'll see me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open doors, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just over in glory land, we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. The songs of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open doors, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Amen. Amen. Let's sing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, as Nyla's group gets ready for their special. And after her group, we'll just have Zoe and Kaylee will have their special.
Swing low, oh sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Well, I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me home. So swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home. Tell all my friends I'm a-coming home too. Coming for to carry me home. So swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Crossing
the calm sea with Jesus. The disciples were getting concerned. The wind started violently blowing, but he was asleep in the stern. Does he not care that we perish? We are helpless and we're so afraid. But Jesus arose when they called him and said to them, where is your faith? 'Cause you prayed all night, 'cause you held on with all of your might. Child, your cries have woken the Master. You're frightened with nowhere.
to run. And by now, your vessel is filling, and you're thinking that you'll surely drown. You cried out for help from the Savior, and you know that you can't give up now,
because you prayed all night, 'cause you've held on with all of your might. Child, your cries have awoken the Master. Child, your cries have awoken the Master.
You're out there worrying that he's fast asleep. The winds are so deadly, the water's so deep. But try to be patient, 'cause soon he'll bring peace. Just one word from his voice, and it all must cease.
'Cause you prayed all night, 'cause you've held on with all of your might. Child, your cries have awoken the Master. Oh, he knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Child, your cries have awoken the Master.
You're up there worried that he's fast asleep. The winds are so deadly, the water's so deep. But try to be patient, 'cause soon he'll bring peace. Just one word from his voice, and it all must cease.
'Cause you prayed all night, 'cause you've held on with all of your might. Child, your cries have awoken the Master. Oh, he knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Child, your cries have awoken the Master. Child, your cries have awoken the Master.
Slave to fear. child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My tears are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me and I will stand and sing. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child.
Stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye towards Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Sun forever reigns and scatters night away. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. Let's stand. No chilling winds nor poisonous breath can reach that healthful shore. No sick, sorrow, pain, and death are feared and felt no more. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. shall I reach that happy place and be forever blessed? When shall I see the Father's face and in His bosom rest? I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing this I see. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon this my plea. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not of good that I have done. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, this is all my hope and peace. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Now by this I'll overcome. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Now by this I'll reach my home. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Glory, glory, this I sing. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. All my praise for this I bring. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fountain. there's no other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
God bless you. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to have Brother James Williams with us. Been a while, brother. You see that man standing over there. You know who Brother Dale is. That's the pastor of the church right there, Brother Sam. That's Brother James Williams. And that's in Grant. Who is that with us today? That's brother, I've seen him somewhere. No, to be looking over here. I've seen him. How you doing? Good to have each and every one of you with us today. And if we're going to give an award, we got to give the award to the one that's drove the far, got here the furthest. So we got one from Ohio. Sister Karina Morales. Good to have her with us today. Your mom and dad's watching in. They both just crying. Their baby's in Georgia. But good to have her with us today. Good to have each and every one of you with us. Just amen. Worship the Lord in spirit and truth. Good to have Brother Kidder Diggs with us. We hadn't seen him in a while. He said he'd never been here before. I thought he'd been here before, so he hadn't been here before. So this time and one more, make two. Think about that. You'll get it in a minute.
Tomorrow.
But good to be in the house of the Lord. This is for the youth. But you praise the Lord the way you praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because if you need something, the Lord's here to give it to you also.
Right.
Amen. Right. And after we get finished with the service, we'll have a meal prepared downstairs for you all to eat with us. And we sure would love for you to stay. And then we'll have activity for the young kids. And for the older kids, we'll have things to do. So we got a day full. Just worship the Lord in spirit and truth. Just now as we have Brother Diggs come to minister for us, let's sing Open the Eyes of My Heart as our brother comes to speak to us.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Oh, Jesus, I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
That's your desire today.
Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Oh, Jesus, I want to see you. See you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy, holy. Yes, you're
amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How's everybody doing in the name of the Lord today?
Amen.
Amen. Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord again. You know, we thank and praise God for all of his mercy and grace that he's bestowed upon us. And we're here today on the merits of God's grace. Nothing that we have done as individuals, but it's all the choosing of God. So we first give honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank the Lord for Brother Wade and, you know, and the pastor. Amen. And the co-pastor. Amen. Brother Dale, all that has allowed us to come together. You know, it's been some time, but God knows all things. And I hope that you've come to hear from God. Because men make mistakes all the time. God, everything will run accordingly. Believe I went dead. Believe I went dead. Okay, all right. Amen. Okay, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, let's just have a word of prayer and we'll get right into the word of God today. Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you for another day that you've given us, Lord, just to be in divine presence, Lord, to hear your word. And Lord God, just receive direction from you, Lord. And Lord, we pray that our spirits are right, that the motive and objective upon each and every heart is right. And Lord God, if there's anything in us, Lord, that is not according to the will of God, Lord, we ask that you would just remove it, Lord, and replace it with something refreshing of thy spirit, Lord, that'll draw us closer to you, Lord, that'll keep us, Lord, according to the image of your mind. And Lord, we pray you would bless, Lord, the word that's coming forth, Lord. Bless the speaker and hearer, Lord. And Father God, just move in a mighty way, Lord, that when we leave this place, we'll be changed, Lord, or to walk even that much more closer to you. Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you have your Bibles, let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Amen. And we're going to start reading at verse 9. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, and moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as golds and as nails fastened by the master of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And further, by these, my son, be admonished of making many books. There is no end, and many study is a weariness. And much study is a weariness of the flesh. Verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, which every secret with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Right. Amen. May the Lord bless reading of his word. You can have your seats. You know, I want to use for a subject today, just as a statement. Now what? Now what? You know, church, if we're talking to the young people, or even if we're talking to just people in general, you know, as believers, if you ask the question, now what? If you think about life and what you're trying to achieve, and after you achieve it, then what? Then what you gonna do? You know, if you say, well, I'm gonna serve God, you know, after I get married, after you get married, now what? You say, I'm gonna serve God after I get my house, after you get the house, now what? You say, I'm going to serve God after I get me a good job. God gives you the job. Now what? The conclusion of the whole matter is to fear God and serve him. Amen. Well, not just to come to church, pay tithes, and play instruments. No. Fear God with a reverence that you will give your life. So I say, you know, now what? You say, Brother Deeks, why you come up with that particular thought? Now what? Because I want to show you the life of Solomon. Now we know that according to the scripture, Solomon was one of the most wisest men that ever walked the face of the earth. You know, God basically, he went to God, he asked God for wisdom to lead his people. Amen. I hope, young people, I hope you're reading your Bibles. He asked for wisdom to lead his people. And God said, because you asked for wisdom, I'm going to give you everything that your heart desires. You know, because the scripture says
Seek ye first the kingdom, and then everything else that you need will follow you. So God will answer your now what if you're seeking the kingdom. So church, we don't want to, young people, we don't want to just let our own goals or our own aspirations or desires get in the way of what God has for us. Amen. You know, I've been there. You know, I wanted to be, as a young man, I wanted to be a professional football player, and would have made it if God's will wasn't in the way. Hallelujah. Did y'all hear how I put that?
Yes,
hallelujah. God honors faith. And you know, I had faith enough to believe in myself and was on my way. Had trophies after trophies, but then God said, that's not what I got for you. So God directed my path, put me exactly where I needed to be, and allowed me to have cancer in my brain. Just to get me in a proper place. You know, I'll tell Brother Wade that even when things happen that I can't explain, I never say the devil did this. The devil did that, or the devil did this, the devil. No, I don't do that, because then I put the devil in control of my life. I always say, God, what are you doing? I'm looking for an answer from God. If we are God's children, if you are God's tripping children, the footsteps of the righteous are ordered by God. So anything you go through, if you're asking now what, you have to say, God did this. And people may look at your trial or what you're going through and don't understand it, but do not confess the devil is doing this. Even Pharaoh was under God's control. Oh, we're going to have church now. For those of y'all who know me, ain't nothing changed. Hallelujah. COVID has not changed the joy of the Lord. When we all get together, hallelujah. We got a song we sing, Daniel, you know what I'm talking about? When we all get together, we're going to be shouting hallelujah. Oh my. But if you look at Solomon, Solomon had great wisdom. But before we get into his life, I want you to understand, the wisdom Solomon had was the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. In his lifetime, the things that he did, hallelujah, he wasn't being tricked.
Come on,
right. Yes, right. Everything he did was according to the knowledge and wisdom of God.
Yes.
Everything that he partook of, everything he laid his hands on, he did it all in wisdom. Yes. The devil couldn't say, I tricked him like Eve. No.
Come on, right. Yes, sir.
He knew full well what he was doing.
Yes, sir.
Woo! And some of you young people are here today, full well know what you are doing. Parents, don't be gullible. That's my angel. Your angel knows what she is doing. That's my little soldier. Your soldier knows what he is doing. Many times, if you send your child to school, to go to public school, and because we Christians, hallelujah, we think spirits can't get on our children. Different things happen, and the teacher report the child, and the first thing you say is, not my baby. Yeah, your baby. Your baby. If your baby don't have the Holy Ghost, they're subject to do anything. Let me get back up here. I'm preaching to the parents. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You young people pulling, God have something tasty for you. Hallelujah. But church, you young people, I wanna challenge you, hallelujah, to not be a weakling. Anybody can just go with the flow of the world. But it takes somebody strong to look at their peers or look at the people in school and say, nope, I ain't gonna do that. Nope, I ain't gonna do that. Because if I do that, now what? After you smoke some weed, now what? After you get a boyfriend, now what? After you have sex for the first time, now what? There's always going to be a question based upon what you do. But if it's something spiritual, but if it's something of God, God will always direct the what. And the what won't condemn you, but the what will take you higher in God. Hallelujah! I love that song. I'm no longer a slave to sin. but I am a child of God. Hallelujah. You have chosen me from my mother's womb. Your blood, hallelujah, runs warm through my veins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Louise, God is good. Young people, I want you to understand something. God got a hold of me, hallelujah, in such a way when I was 15 years old, whether I had the Holy Ghost or not, I'd never be able to deny that he's real. Amen. Hallelujah. Like I said, he healed me from cancer in my brain, hallelujah, with no radiation, no chemo treatment, or nothing else they had to offer. You know what it was? It was Isaiah 53. Amen. God answered the now what? You know what the now what was? He's healed. Now what? He's going to live by that healing and tell the testimony for the rest of his life. Holy. Brother Wade, I just went to the doctor again, and every year we fight about this. Holy. I just went to the doctor again, and they said, hey, Mr. Deeks, you got diabetes. I said, no, I don't. You know, they think I'm crazy like some of you do. No, I ain't crazy. I'm just free. I'm free to believe in the word of God. No matter what the instrument might say. God says by his stripes I'm healed. Hallelujah. And this ain't the first time. This is probably the fourth time they tried to give it to me. Say, you got diabetes? I said, no, I don't. Well, yeah, you ain't got a lot of sugar. Well, I'm sweet. I'm supposed to have some sugar in me. Ain't nothing sour about my experience. God has been good to me. I ain't got time to be walking around with my head down talking about what I'm going to do. I'm going to serve God. That's the conclusion of my life. Young people, let that be the conclusion of your life. Hallelujah. Because let me tell you something. The temptation you're going through, somebody's already defeated it. Yeah. They said, well, Mr. Deeds, your diabetes, you just, and I let them talk. I said, I ain't got no diabetes. Come on, man. Right. Young doctor, you know, fresh out of school. I hate to bust his bubble. Fresh out of school, y'all. Just graduated from the College of Charleston. Been a doctor 1 year and got to fight somebody like me. Hallelujah. A veteran in the scriptures. Hallelujah. Somebody a veteran with healing. You know what? I'm a foot soldier when it comes to believing in healing. Woo! Hallelujah. I ain't going to stand there and just let bullets fly. No, I'm going to swat them out the way. Hallelujah. I was born to fight back. Hallelujah. And you know, he said, well, Mr. Deeds, you got that beat? I said, no, I don't. Young people, I want to tell you something. If you find something pertaining to your life in the scripture, believe the scripture. Believe the scripture. No matter what the devil says, believe the scripture. And some of you going through things right now, let me give you a scripture. The Bible says, with every temptation, God has made a way of escape. Hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, God has made a way of escape. Hallelujah. Maybe it's a young man at school and you're looking at him. He's tall, dark, and handsome. And you're like, oh, Brother Deeks, every time he gets near, I get giddy and jittery. Yeah. Come on. Let me tell you something. God can help you escape that. Right. Hallelujah. If you really show him that you mean business, he can help you escape that. It's his word. God is obligated to his word. And young men, if you meet, hallelujah, a Jezebel, and she got a 36, 26, 36, and it's blowing your mind, God can help you escape that temptation.
Yes, sir. Woo! Come on now.
Hallelujah. Look. So, the conclusion... Hallelujah. Doc said, well, Mr. Deeks, we got to do a blood test. I said, okay, let's do it. And he wondering why I'm still smiling. I'm like, let's do it. He said, I didn't be here before. Come on, where the instrument? Let's do it. Hurry up. Hurry up, man. Come on, let's do it. Hallelujah. Because, you know, I got a, by God's grace, I got a CDL license. Because I used to be a truck driver full time. But that's been maybe 11 years ago. since I had a job driving a truck. Maybe 12. Since 2009. But since then, I've been doing what God told me to do. But church, you know, just keeping that fresh. I don't believe in getting something from God and then losing it. So they want me to take a test to keep my CDL. I will take the test. Hallelujah. Because I ain't giving nothing back God gave me. And you know what? So I go in there and he said, well, we got to take a blood test. I said, let's do it. You know, they prick your finger. One instrument can change your life. Young people, one time can change your life. Hallelujah. One day in the wrong place can change your life. Hallelujah. We just heard about it in Boston. Some people just went in there maybe just to buy some cookies and lost their life. Maybe they were in there buying some tater chips and lost their life. But the question is, were they ready to meet God? Hallelujah. Yeah, we got sympathy for people, hallelujah, that lose their life. But the bigger thing is for you who know right from wrong, are you ready to meet God? Hallelujah. So the nurse standing over there, and she looking at me like, this man crazy. We got all the stuff saying he got it. You know how people is. They be like, I do this for a living. And I'm like, I do this for a living. Come on. I believe God for a living. How this is a part of my life. I do it 40 hours a week, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It's my job to believe in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on. Oh. Hallelujah. And I'm one of them people, hallelujah. I love overtime when it comes to working for God. I don't want to go home. I want to stay as long as I can working for God.
Yes, sir.
They say, Mr. Diggs, it's time to go home. I say, no, somebody need this testimony.
Amen.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Amen. Glory. Glory. Amen. Jersey pricked my finger. And I didn't been through it so much. I can look on their face when they are astonished. She tuck her fingers. He goes over there and whisper to her. He say, oh, we got to take some more blood. You know why they wanted to take more? Because the prick came back negative. And they couldn't believe it. I said, you got to take more blood? I said, come on. You want more blood? You want more blood? The blood of Jesus can cover a multitude of wrongs. If you're going to examine me by the blood, that means I'm already winning. Because once I confess the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I can no longer lose. Test me by the blood. Hallelujah. So, you know, he says, well, Mr. Diggs, I can't give you I can't sign off on the paperwork till the blood work come back. I said, how long that going to take, man? You're holding things up. How long that going to take? He said, well, should be back by Tuesday. Should be back by Saturday, but I don't come back to Tuesday. See, when you ain't got faith in God, that weight will make your faith shaky. You know, people done got sick with COVID and different things, and it made them question whether God is still a healer. Yeah, he's a healer.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. But you know what, church? They said, well, call back Saturday. I knew I was going to be in Canada Saturday. I'm like, man, I ain't got time to be fooling up with these people. Hallelujah. So, which I got international plan on my phone, so it wasn't a problem.
Yeah, there you go. Right.
But they called me Friday. Hallelujah. They called me Friday and later said, Mr. Diggs, I just want to let you know everything came back positive. I was like, oh, praise God. My God has never lost a battle.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, as they talked about Jesus, he appeared.
Yeah.
Woo! Young people, amen. If you find yourself in a battle, just talk about Jesus. He will appear.
Amen.
So, when I got back Monday, I met up with them Tuesday. They kept calling me. I said, Mr. Diggs, when you going to go get your stuff? When you going to come get your stuff? I was like, man, I'm coming. So, I got up there Tuesday. Doctor meets up with me. He said, well, Mr. Diggs, everything looked good. He said, but what I would do, I would just, you know, keep an eye on this. I ain't got to. God will.
Yeah,
All I got to do is live my life according to the word of God, and he will take care of everything else. Listen to me, young people. Hallelujah. Find your place in God, and he will take care of everything else. The scripture says the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. And even if somebody do you wrong, the scripture says vengeance belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. The prophet of God said, as long as you're fighting it, God can't fight it. You got bullies in your school bullying you because you wear skirts. Hallelujah. Take it to God. Hallelujah. Oh my. Church, the doctor. When I get there, me and him begin to talk. He's like, yeah, everything came back good. He said, but I get a regular physician to keep an eye on us. I'm like, I got one. I got one. His name is Jesus. And you know what? I don't even need no appointment. But what I do walk-ins all the time. Oh, hallelujah. Hey! Hallelujah. I just walk into the office, hallelujah. I don't even sit in the waiting room. I just plead my case. Hallelujah. See, some of y'all been picking nimble so long, you just waiting there to my God. I'm with God, I'm waiting on you. No! Holy Ghost didn't came already. What you tarrying for? Hallelujah. Y'all forgive me. This is just the way I am. All I know, some of you think he's crazy. Leave me alone. I like being this way. Hallelujah. The message of the hour did not come to bind us. It came to set us free. Young, middle-aged, old, whatever you are, his message of the hour came to set us free. And for people who said it was bondage, it's because they didn't know what freedom looked like. Look, so he was supposed to give me a card of good health for the maximum, I believe, like 2 years as a truck driver. Because you got to go back and do the DOT again. 2 years up. And sometimes if things ain't right, they try to give you a year. Like one time I went and the doctor said, you got high blood. I said, what? Man, I'm too young to have high blood. He said, we just talked to test, you got high blood. I said, I do not. So once he got back around, he said, well, Mr. Deeks, what's the problem? I said, you need this for your job? I said, no, I just need this to renew my license. But I ain't giving up my CDL. He said, well, just take the regular one. You don't need it. I said, no. I want the recommendation I'm supposed to get. 2 years. See, the enemy will try to get you to settle, hallelujah, for less than your worth. He's trying to get you settled for less than your worth. He's like, oh, Brother D, I've been waiting so long. Ain't no Christian boys in the message. Don't you settle for less than you worth. He's like, oh, Brother D, the girls in the truth, they just play so many games. Don't you settle for less than you worth. You look that child straight in the face and say, God, I'm trusting in you. Give me strength to go through it. Hallelujah. And church, hallelujah. This particular doctor with the little thing that put on your arm, suction cup, whatever you call it. Test your blood. We got back around again. He said, there's two things we can do. He said, I can give you a recommendation for 1 year, and you have to come back again and do it again in a year, or we can retake the test. You know what I said? We gonna retake the test. Hallelujah. We're going to retake the test. Hallelujah. Because if I'm supposed to get 2 years, I'm walking out of here with 2 years. Hallelujah. So I say, hook me up again. Woo! Hook. Somebody need to get hooked up tonight. Somebody need to get hooked up in Jesus. Let Jesus put some pressure on that situation. Hallelujah. So they hook me back up. And the machine start going crazy. That's the devil trying to make me nervous. And God says in my spirit, he says, just breathe. We are standing on holy ground. A Christian song can change the whole atmosphere. Hallelujah. You got to have a favorite song. Hallelujah. When you're going through things or the spirit of depression comes, have that favorite song that will lift you up out of that thing. Hallelujah. I was in Seattle a couple months ago. And before I got there, Brother Wade, the brother said, Brother Deez, everybody out here getting sick. Everybody out here who stay on this side, they getting sick. I said, why are you telling me? I'm from South Carolina. I don't plan on getting sick. Hallelujah. When I got on the plane, I was feeling good. And when I leave here, I'm going to be feeling good. He said, well, I just wanted to let you know. I said, that's information I ain't need. Hallelujah. So I preached that night. The next night, I'm laying in the bed. Woke up about 2 o'clock in the morning. My stomach started to feel a little queasy. And the devil's like, uh-oh, you got it. I said, the only thing I got is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So you know what I started doing? Hallelujah. 2 o'clock in the, about 2:30 in the morning. Hallelujah. Feel a little queasy. I started singing a song.
Amen. Come on.
Hallelujah. Right. Hallelujah. Amen. And the words of it is, and because God is the greatest power, we shall never, never be defeated. And because God is the greatest power, we shall never, never be defeated. And then I started feeling a little better. Hallelujah. So I kept worshiping. The devil said, they ain't going to do nothing. You just getting all emotion. I said, well, this emotion is working right now. Hallelujah. Don't you let these teachers that's around this truth, hallelujah, try to stop the emotion of the real presence of the Holy Ghost. The prophet of God said, when the spirit of the Lord comes, it brings an emotion. It'll bring some joy. It'll bring some shouting. It'll bring some dancing. Hallelujah. And in my case, it'll bring some radicalness.
Yes, sir.
Right. Yes. Come on now. Hallelujah. Right. And you know what? The enemy started saying, he said, well, they ain't helping you none. So I had sweet songs. I started singing. Michael, I started singing, Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, my God, that is who you are. Woo! 2:30, 3 o'clock, hallelujah, it's getting lighter now, hallelujah. I start seeing Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, my God, that is who you are. And I started to feel it. It was moving out. It was moving out. Young people, when you feel your child moving out, then you go from worship to praise.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Then it's time to move into that thing. Hallelujah. Show the devil you didn't lost your grip. Hallelujah. And you know what? I changed songs. I started singing, my God is greater. My God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. My God is healer. Awesome in power. My God. My God. And by the time, hallelujah, it was time for me to preach that night, I felt 100% good. Hallelujah. The only thing sickness can do is what you allow it to do. The only thing a child can do is what you allow it to do. You know, like I said, they hooked me back up, hallelujah, to the same machine that said negative, that said positive, got to working again. Then the nurse looked at me after the test was over, and she said, oh, my God, you don't have high blood. I said, I told you. Went back around there to the doctor, signed my paperwork, and I jumped in my car. I said, God, you so powerful. You made an instrument that has no ears, that has no mouth, that has no mind to hear what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Obey my confession.
Woo! Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you don't believe the prophet of God said, hallelujah, yes, the words out of our mouth are going to crank up dead engines, yes, going to create limbs.
Yes. All right. Come on.
Preach. I'm sorry. I know it's supposed to be for young people.
Preach.
Hallelujah. Young people, I want you to believe that God is real.
Amen.
You say, now what? The conclusion of the whole matter is to believe God. Church, look, after this last time, what time it is? Oh, Okay, all right. The last time this doctor, this fresh meat, he was fresh meat. He didn't know what he was getting into. He's going to challenge everything he's been taught. Hallelujah. We got in there, he said, well, Miss D, we can't find it. Everything good. And I'm standing there like, yeah, I know. With a smile, I wasn't being arrogant. I was like, yeah, okay, all right, appreciate you. He says, okay, I'm signing paperwork. He's signing paperwork. And you know this. He's signing paperwork. It's supposed to be for 2 years, so it's supposed to be to 2024. Right. He put 2032. So if I got to go through a trial, it won't be in 2 years. Hallelujah. The rapture might take the place before I have to go through this again. Hallelujah. So I say to you, young people, when you believe in God, God will take care of the now what?
Yes, sir.
I called my brother because he's a truck driver too. I said, hey, bro, check this out. I just got a DOT exam. And the man gave me 10 years. We laugh and laugh and laugh. But God is in control. Young people, God is in control. If you're going through something right now, it's because God wants to strengthen you. Let me get out of here, church. I'm not a long-winded preacher. I believe in hitting the point, getting to it, and moving out of the way. Because you ain't necessarily got to preach 45 minutes. When you catch it, that's good enough. Hallelujah. Remember the woman at the well? Jesus probably spoke to her 15 minutes. Dealt with us, talking to her a little bit. Look at the conversation. He's talking to her a little bit. She going back, like a verse. He's the prophet say he was contacting the spirit. Hallelujah. Once he got there, he dealt with her sin. He shined the light on the problem. Hallelujah. Amen. You have five husbands and one you got in charge. And Jesus was saying, here I am. Let me complete you. Here I am. Hallelujah. Next thing you know, she running down there. Come see a man who told me all things. So don't get in your head. I got to read 20 quotes and go back and forth, up and down the Bible. No. When you believe, operate in your faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all know what the prophet said, hallelujah, mean? Praise out God. Amen. I can't understand why we don't have a hallelujah running through the church. Hallelujah is the highest praise. If you want something from God, it's two words you got to have in your vocabulary in church. Just two words. Hallelujah. You ain't got to be able to break the seal down, all these. No, it's two words that get God's attention. One is hallelujah. And the one that really make him act up is amen. Yeah. You say amen, God says, who said that? Who said that? Who agreeing with who I am? Who said that? Devil, get out the way. Did you hear him? Did you just hear him say, so be it? Devil, get out the way. When you say amen, it make God stand up. Because you know he's sitting on the throne, hallelujah. But when you say amen, he get up, hallelujah. Who said that? Hallelujah. All Hannah Wright said was, that ain't nothing but the truth. God said, give her whatever she asked for right now. And y'all sitting in here and don't want God to move. Amen will make him move. It's crazy to me. People come to church. They know the word. The word is being preached and they down. Man, the man has been preaching for 45 minutes. And then when he about to call, then you want to start amening. You want to amen because it's time to go eat some chicken. No, we go amen because the word is true. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Oh! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even if it's somebody else's testimony, I will still say amen. Because I believe he can do the same thing for me. Hallelujah. Oh my. Let me get out of here. Church, back to Solomon. Solomon, you know, I got testimonies for days. That's why Satan don't like me. He tries to be, you know, he be doing, be going to God just like, you know, in the Bible, you got to find the parallel of your life. Remember the woman in Memphis, Tennessee? She said, I was just like that Shunammite. And since I'm just like that Shunammite, where is my Elijah? Yeah. See, she found her place in the scripture. But you know what? Everybody want to be an Abraham or a Paul. Hallelujah. They want demonstration in their life. Hallelujah. Want to be a Peter or something like that. No, I realize I'm Job. I'm Job. I be going through things that there's no explanation. The only explanation is God is saying to the devil, watch it. He ain't going to quit. His friends going to forsake him, but he ain't going to quit. Hallelujah. Amen. They're going to talk about his family, but he ain't going to quit. Hallelujah. He going to look like his calling and ain't anointed no more, but he ain't going to quit. God is saying, I got somebody on the earth who still will believe through everything. And maybe some of you girls are Sarah, hallelujah. When it looks like you're not able to bring forth life, God said in an appointed time, it's going to come forth. Maybe some of you young girls are Ruth. When they just standing around, nothing but death, God will lead you to your Boaz. Maybe some of you young girls are Esther, hallelujah. When all of the rest of them are getting tatted up, getting earrings and nails and all these other things done, Esther said, I come as I am because I'm the queen. I've been chosen. I'm the queen. I've come to replace somebody. I'm the replacement. Hallelujah. Glory. I feel good. Yes, sir. Any young people feel good? Yes, sir. See, I keep coming over here because these three girls right here, they pulling. Y'all might not see it, but they pulling. Hallelujah. On the inside is something connecting. Hallelujah. Don't get it twisted. Everybody got to be, ah! No. Sometimes just that. Y'all don't see what I see. I got to be careful. They might do that. Well, the Bible says, wailing and gnashing of teeth. Hallelujah. Yeah. We're going to spiritually grab hold of God. Come on. Amen. Church, look. Everything Solomon did was through wisdom. Yeah. But let's look at it. We're going to hit this thought. Now what are we going to get out of the way? Hallelujah. Look, the Bible says, back in Ecclesiastes, the first chapter. I don't know if y'all putting that up there. But if you can, it will be a blessing. Because I like to show the people that what I'm saying is not Brother Deeg's thoughts. Hallelujah. What I'm saying is two places I'm pulling from. I'm pulling from the scripture or I'm pulling from the prophet's message. And the prophet's message, if you really understand, is the scripture. They are one entity, they're not two.
Yeah.
That's right. Exactly right. Hallelujah. That's why people say, the prophet did it, and your brother Branham, so and so, and he did this, and he said that. I was like, you don't know your message. God clearly said, this is not William Branham. Yeah. Hallelujah. Just like every other prophet said, Paul was saying, it's not I, but it's the Lord. Yeah. Follow me as I follow Christ. Yeah. Hallelujah. Isaiah said, hallelujah, whom will you send, Lord? He said, Lord, send me. Yes. Hallelujah. God told Moses, I've heard the cry of my people, and now Moses, I've come down. Where was God? In Moses.
Yes, sir.
It's not two different entities. It's one when God comes on the scene. Hallelujah. That's why we don't look at ourselves as us and God. No, it's one entity. He said, I and my people are one. Hallelujah. Ooh, boy, I feel the Holy Ghost moving up in here. I feel the powers of deliverance in this place. Some people, as young people today after the service, they're going to walk out of here like a rooster. Y'all know what a rooster does? He controls the whole yard. Hallelujah. I know you want to say, nah, I'm an eagle, but now we're talking about a rooster. We ain't talking about what he eat. We talking about his character. Hallelujah. You know, all them women walk around, he run around like he running the yard. Hallelujah. Anybody else come in that yard, he stick his chest out and he run to it. Hallelujah. Because he controlling the yard. And I know some of you young people, if you catch it today, you can walk out of here with your chest out. Believe in God. Hallelujah. Tell the devil, I ain't got to be subject to that. I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. Stay away from them, because you see, because I know the life of Job. I know that some of my friends who say they were friends ain't really friends. Soon as I go through something that they can't explain, I told you. Told you he was this, he was that. But that's a part of it. Amen. I can't get mad at them. They can't see what I see. Yeah. You know, there were people traveling with Paul. They couldn't see what Paul saw. True. Hallelujah. Yeah. He said, some saw the light but didn't hear the voice. Some heard the voice but didn't see the light. Hallelujah. But did that change how God thought about Paul?
Come on.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. See, so you can't get caught up in friendship and all that stuff. No. Find your place in God. Listen. Everybody all right?
Amen.
Y'all know I'm about to close, right? I'm about to close. See, I say that because them words got power. Y'all know I'm about to close, got power. Let me say it again. I'm about to close. I got everybody looking at me now. When I was preaching, some of y'all looking at the floor. I'm about to close. Some of y'all trying to give me signals. I've seen those words, I'm about to close. People sleeping in church. I say, I'm about to close. Amen, brother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glow. Hallelujah. I'm about to close. Do that to people. I've been in church and said I'm about to close. Baby's been asleep the whole service. Soon as I say I'm about to close, they wake up like, what's up? What we finna do? What's up? So, if you're a little disinterested in what I'm saying, or if you're a little bored and your mind is floating away, or what you're going to do tomorrow, it's Saturday or whatever. I mean, it's Sunday morning, what you going to cook, what you going to eat, and you just can't quite get it. Let me help you out. Let me give you some focus. I'm about to close. Need a little strength? I'm about to close. Let me help you out a little bit. But the bride, the true bride, understands what I'm saying. I said I was about to. I didn't say I was. Hallelujah. So I might say that four more times. For those of you that ain't got a lion spirit on him, he keep talking about he closing. No. I said I'm about to. Don't put words in my mouth. Don't put words in my mouth. Say what I say. Why did he keep back, Mama? When he just kept saying he was closing, and he never closed. No, my dear, he said he was about to. Don't twist up the words now. Don't bring no uncertain sound. Hallelujah. So I'm about to close. I might say that four more times. But eventually we're going to get there. Hallelujah. But this is how church should be. We should be so caught up in God. We ain't thinking about time. We're like, feed me, Jesus, feed me. Hallelujah. We had a brother preach at our church last night, and he made such a profound statement. He said, hallelujah. He said, if your cup is not running over, that means you drinking from somebody else's cup. God to my. If your cup is not running over in God, that means you drinking from somebody else's cup. I said, boy, that's heavy right there. I don't know about y'all, but my cup running so far. God is so good, I don't have the words. All I can do is just say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But look, right here in Ecclesiastes 1, the Bible says in verse 9, he said, the thing that hath been, it is that which shall be. Listen to me, young people. You say, Brother Deeks, now what? Whatever you're seeing out here is already happened. We adults can testify that. You go find some of your parents' old pictures. Some of them had afros. Some of them had dreads and plaits. Some of them looked like Shaggy off Scooby-Doo. Hallelujah. That was the style of the past. Hallelujah. But you know what? We still seeing it. Because spirits don't die. They just get on other people. The word of God said, hallelujah, the thing that have been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. Let me say this. The temptation the enemy is giving you, hallelujah, it's already been done. And here we are. Hallelujah. If we go through this room and start taking our testimonies, hallelujah, there are people in here who's overcome country music. Overcame Taylor Swift. You say, brother, she was in our day. I'm talking about the spirit. Maybe it was Kenny Rogers in their day. Y'all don't know who that is. Hallelujah. Maybe it was God Brooks in their day. In your day, it's Taylor Swift. More like Taylor Wreck. Ain't no Swift. Spirits, hallelujah, they just move from person to person, generation to generation. Look, hallelujah, we've seen these things already. Young people, the clothes that y'all looking at, you see a girl in the world walking around with a crop top on, you be like, oh, I just wish I could show my body. Those spirits have already been dealt with. Hallelujah, your parents have already dealt with Brooke Shields. They've already dealt with Wonder Woman, Linda Carter. Woo! They seen the real Wonder Woman. Boy, don't get me started on that now. Hallelujah. Don't get me started, church. We come through some stuff. Hallelujah. You say, oh, pop music. Hallelujah. You say, well, I just can't get enough of Justin Bieber. We have already overcome that spirit. Hallelujah. You may say, Brother Deeks, have you? Yes. God has saved us from Michael Jackson. In the height of his career. God has, I don't know about you, Mike was all right, but my man was Prince. Woo! And God brought me deliverance. Hallelujah. I overcame when doves cry. I overcame Purple Rain. I overcame Lil Corvette. I overcame 1999. Don't give me your excuses. That which has been done, hallelujah, is that which shall be done. We've overcame it already. So don't tell me you can't overcome Beeper. Beeper Taylor. And for those of you who caught up in rap, I just love me some Drake. I just love me some Cardi. I just love me some Meg Thee Stallion. I love me some Migos. Come on. I love me some DaBaby and Lil Baby and Dad Baby and Go Babies. And I say it's just a bunch of gibberish. In my day, we had real lyrics, things that you could be identified with. Church, let me tell you young people something. What we overcame, they still talking about 25 years later. They still talking about Tupac. They still talking about Biggie. But you know what? Hallelujah. Not us that have overcome. Hallelujah. So their music wasn't strong enough to hold us. And I say the music of today is not strong enough to hold you. We overcame Snoop Dogg. Talk Talk to me, parents. Sometimes your children need to know, hallelujah, you're not just a bump on the log, but you got a real experience. God brought you through something. You weren't born, hallelujah, with a spoon in your mouth. You had to fight. Hallelujah. Is there, next verse, is there anything whereof it may be said? See, this is new. Look what God's saying through Solomon. Ain't nothing new. I'm going to challenge you right now. COVID is not a new sickness. We've been fighting it for years. Let's just take the symptoms of it. A cough. How many have been delivered from a cough? Fighting COVID. A fever. Oh, my God. We've been delivered. Hallelujah. Some people have had pneumonia. We've got delivered. Hallelujah. Some people, hallelujah, got sick and couldn't eat. Got delivered. Hallelujah. Some people, hallelujah, we know, even had fluid in their lungs and got delivered. COVID is not nothing new. We've already come through it and defeated it.
Yes.
Sometimes it's just our attitude. Look, next verse. I'm gonna just jump to let's keep going. Everybody all right? Oh my, I'm running out of time. He says, there is no remembrance of the former things. See, when God touch your inward man, these that you used to fight is not a battle. Because it's God fighting it for you. I don't say you won't be tempted. What I'm saying is God steps in now. God helps you find your way out the puzzle. Hallelujah. We all are tempted. Everybody in this room is tempted. Hallelujah. But what makes it victory and failure is whether you give in to the temptation. And some of us have given in. Hallelujah. But that doesn't mean we're not a son or a daughter. Hallelujah. God was just showing us where we were. And from that place, we can get up, brush ourselves off. Hallelujah. Ask God to give us strength. But you know, you stay away from these people. Whenever you see somebody fall, first thing is, oh, serpent seed. If that's the case, Peter was serpent seed. Paul helped people get killed. He was serpent seed. Oh, my. Lord knows Eve was serpent seed. But God called her the mother of all life. Sarah, serpent seed. If that's what we put it on mistakes and failure. If she was such a serpent seed, why did God protect her? When the young king came and got her. Because she was a part of the promise. With her unbelief. With the failures in her life. God still made her a part of the promise. Even though Peter lied. I'm not one of them. And then at the end of it, he cussed everybody out. You know when he did that, church? Young people, when he did that, when he was caught up and did all that, you know what? He had the keys. God gave him the keys before he did that. God is confident in who you are. Oh, my. God is not worried. Look, he says the preacher was king over Israel in Jerusalem. Look what he says now, verse 13. He says, and I gave my heart to seek and search out wisdom concerning all things that are done under the heavens. This sore travail hath God given to the sons of man to be exercised therewith. Now what he's doing, he's going to show us. Everything I did was in wisdom. The enemy didn't trick me. Next verse. I have seen all the works that are done under the sun. And behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Young people, you can try to accomplish whatever you want in this world. Without God, it will bring you back to this vanity and vexation of spirit. They go, you're now what without God? It's just vanity and vexation of spirit. Oh my. Whew. Oh my. Look, if you can, let's drop down to chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 4. Now we're going to get into it a little bit. I'm about to close. And I'm going to hit this real quick. But let's look. Chapter 4. He says, I made me great works. I build me houses. You say, Brother D, I want me a nice big house. Solomon said, I did that. I didn't have the big house. You better believe it was on a lake, too. Don't you? Some of you say, bro, I can't wait. I get home. I'm going to get me a house on a lake. Solomon probably had it. Big house. He said, I planted me vineyards. Had beautiful trees. Beautiful, beautiful gardens. Everything. Had all. Had tulips. Let's keep going. I made me gardens. See that? Gardens. Orchards. Hallelujah. And I planted trees. You know those big trees people go to California, them big redwoods? Solomon already had it. There is nothing new under the sun. You know the big old trees where they say you drive a car through it? Solomon probably went through it in the chariot. There's nothing new under the sun. Solomon said, I did it all in wisdom. And his chariot probably was gold. He was a king. The Bible said there was never a man rich as Solomon. You see these boys riding around on 30s and 26. Solomon had gold chariots. 45 inch wheels. Woo! Y'all know Solomon was a bad boy. Now Solomon was nothing to play with. Woo! Y'all see these boys with these two big jack up cars where the girlfriend's got to run and get their head started to get into. If I was a girl, I wouldn't even date nobody like that. Make me look like a clown. Got to drop a ladder for me to get in the car. I'd be like, fool, go get a regular car. Who you think I am? I tell you, man, I'm a lady. I ain't running. You got to dive in your car. Foolishness. You see the generation? See, this is a generation that jack it all up. We used to call it low riders. We had low alcohol low to the ground. Stupid, too, because you bust your gas tank. Because you want your car to shake. And then hit it. Ain't nothing new. And now the higher it is, they really ain't getting no good gas. All right. I planted trees in them and all kinds of fruit. Solomon had good fruit, everything. You know how you know one of the most prosperous industries right now? The industries of herbs. Herbs, fruits, and vegetables, hallelujah. Because they're trying to get everybody back to that. But you're going to pay for it. Isn't that something, the thing that's healthy? You got to come out the pocket for it. You go to Whole Foods and spend $80 on three things. Go to Food Lion, walk out there with a whole buggy. Bunch of junk. Hallelujah. We want a good steak. It's going to cost us $50. McDonald's, eat off the dollar menu. What's good, there's a price to be paid. Let's go. Next verse. He said, I made me pools. You said, boy, I just wish I could wear me a bathing suit. I just want to get out there and put on my two-piece and let it all hang out. Let the boys see what I'm working with. If I was young and walk like that, it looked like something wrong with you. I know I wouldn't talk to you if you were walking like that. Hallelujah. You walking like that, I sure wouldn't mess with you. It's like Brother Branham say, she looked like she was cankered. That's a direct quote. He said he saw her with makeup on and everything. She was looking all crazy. He said, crazy. He said, but she was looking out. He said, I didn't know what's wrong with you. He said, I'm about to go pray for her. She looked like she was cankered. Oh, my. And what the enemy does to our young girls make them think that that's desirable. You go talk to your dad and ask him, Dad, you think that look good? Your dad be like, girl, go sit down somewhere. Who wants somebody with some green eyes all over the top, all up here on their forehead? Green up here and some red running down here and all this stuff. Look like somebody at the circus. Even when I was in the world, I was never attracted to makeup. Never. And now they getting their nails done with all these different colors and all these things on there about this long. I'd be scared you're going to cut me. Listen, young girl, don't be fooled. Men don't desire that. Ain't none of us checking for your nails. We ain't walking back to our home and say, boy, you saw nails, boy. Boy, them nails turned me on. We ain't checking for no nails. Hallelujah. And I'm from a worldly point of view. And even as a Christian man, he ain't checking for no nails. He looking for character. He looking for a girl who in church saying amen. Hallelujah, walking right, living right, paying attention, hallelujah. And ain't just faking. When she get up and sing, the anointing come down. We ain't talking about just a gift. Hallelujah. A good gift is just entertainment. But when that anointing is upon your life, it'll drive out demons. Hallelujah. He said, I made me pools of water and water wherewith the wood and bring forth trees. Whew. I know some of you thinking, man, I just want to go to Miami. I want to go down there for spring break. I want a spring break, go on the beach. I want to walk. You're just going to be among a bunch of people who don't know what time it is. That's right. Solomon already did this. Right. Let's go. Next one. He said, I got me servants and maids. He said, boy, I want to get so rich. I have people waiting on me. They've been done already. Yes, sir. Solomon didn't have the nanny. Solomon didn't have the butler. He said, and a servant's born in my house. He had servants born in his house. They knew when they was born a servant. Oh, my. He said, also, I had great possessions. Oh, my. He had great possessions. Hardly anything his heart desired, he had it. Some of you think, if I get this, I got that, my life going to be complete. Listen to what Solomon said. Great possessions of great and small cattle. He had farms. Cattle above all that were in Jerusalem. He y'all know what he had? He had Herefords. He had Angus beef. And probably chicken, he had Tyson. Solomon had the real deal. Hallelujah. Let's go next verse. He said, I gather me also, so Lord have mercy. He said, I gather me silver and gold. Parents, you know it. First thing your child do when they get to feeling themselves, they want to put on a little fake gold chain. Yeah, come on. That don't make you somebody. Hallelujah. And you better be careful. You put the wrong thing on, you might as well get a rash. Because it ain't real. Hallelujah. I'm saying don't let that be your desire. Solomon didn't have this stuff already. Silver and gold and peculiar treasures of kings. Hallelujah. Look, church, Warren Buffett, hallelujah, there's nothing that he got Solomon ain't never had. Elon Musk, there's nothing that he got Solomon ain't never had. You think the richest man that walked this earth, Solomon had it already. He said, I got me singles. Uh-oh, boy, he had Beyoncé's. They sing, who ruled the world? He said, Solomon. Not a woman, Solomon. Woo! Go ahead. Oh my. He had his his singers and his women singers and delights of sons of men. Hallelujah. Look at this. And the delights of sons of men. Hallelujah. As musical instruments and that of all sorts. Whatever just give you chills going down your spine, Solomon had already had it. You say, boy, that boy can blow that horn. Woo! Solomon didn't have a key to G already.
Yeah. Come on now.
Come on. Solomon didn't have a Miles Davis.
Yes. Come on.
You say, well, boy, that man can play that guitar. Solomon didn't have a Bob Marley. He didn't have a Chuck Daly. He didn't have a Elvis Presley.
He
said, this man just screaming and hollering. He all right. Let me say it like this. I love that thing. I love talking about the goodness of God. Love it. Let's keep going. Look what he said. So I was, somebody say it for me. Come on, y'all people. I was and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Look what he said. Also, my wisdom remained with me. So he said, through all the women, through all the gold, through all the pools, through all the men, through all the music, through all the building of houses, through all the orchards and gardens and all that his heart desired. He said, also, my wisdom remained with me. The devil is not tricking me. Oh, my.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my. Look, let's go to the next verse. Look. Woo. And whatsoever my eyes desired, I kept not from them. He's saying, whoever I wanted, whatever I wanted, I got it. Oh, my. He said, I withheld not my heart from any joy. Anything he felt was going to make him happy, he took it. You know how people say, I do drugs because it just make me feel good. Solomon already did it already. Oh, bro, these, I just, you know, you just, the devil say, oh, marijuana, it's a miracle drug. Yeah, make you get high.
Yeah.
Try to forget about your problems. The only way you can forget about your problem is give them to Jesus. Hallelujah. I didn't pray for somebody who was so-called taking miracle more than marijuana. She said, brother, I'm addicted. I'm addicted. And her husband was like, well, brother, she just uses it for medicine. I wanted to lay hands on him without the prayer. Because she trying to get deliverance and hear that, well, brother, and she this and, you know. Somebody know when they're addicted. For my heart rejoiced in all my labors. And this was the portion of all my labor. Let's go next verse. He said, then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought. And on the labor that I had labored to do. And behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit. And there was no profit under the sun. You know what Solomon is saying? Now what? I done did all this, and none of it is satisfying. Now what? I done played football. I done played basketball. I done wore raunchy clothes. Now what? I done went to the pool. I done built vineyards. I done had cattle on 1,000 hills. Now what? I done had women singers and man singers. I done had servants born in my house. Now what? Everything that my eyes desired, I've had it. Now what? Are we reading the same thing?
Yes, sir.
But look, he said, I did it with wisdom. Some of y'all being tricked. The devil is telling you, this is going to make you a better person. You're going to look better when you do this. He's lying to you. Solomon didn't did it already. He said, all. He said, there was no profit under the sun in none of it. Somebody say it with me. None of it. Everything that he did, there was no profit in none of it. Oh my. Are you with me, young people? Young people, are you with me? So you can look at these stars and you can have a desire, but Solomon is already saying it ain't gonna profit nothing. For all the girls who wanted to be like Madonna, it ain't profit nothing. Whew. Britney Spears lost her mind trying to be like Madonna because the same spirit was on her. Then they jumped on the girl who was wearing, putting meat on and all kinds of stuff. I can't think of her name. Ooh. Miley Cyrus. She went crazy. Then they jumped on Gaga and she went crazy. Because it's an evil spirit. He said it profited nothing. The devil ain't got nothing that's going to give you eternal joy. Nothing. Whew. Let's flip over to chapter 12. I want you to leave this up there while I finish up. Chapter 12, verse 11. I'm going to read you something. Look, listen to me good, young people. This is a prophet saying in the message, Come Follow Me. He says, you make yourself when you're young. You set your ambitions to what you want to be and what you're trying to achieve in life. You think of it, and as you think, of course, your mind, it presents into your mind by an unknown something that dominates your mind as you're thinking on it. There's an unknown something that dominates your thoughts to get you to believe you can be what you're thinking. He says, and then when it becomes in your mind, then you speak it that you're going to do that, and then your ambitions drive you to it. You make yourself when you're young. You hear people, football players, basketball players, you hear them all the time. They say, I just knew I was going to the NFL. I just knew I was going to be the greatest player ever. I just knew I was going to be the best singer. I just knew I was going to be a rapper. See, their ambitions drove them to that. They got that in their spirit when they were young. Hallelujah. And they set their eyes to meet that goal when they were young. And I'm saying to you, you can do the same thing in God. Hallelujah. You can set your goals to be a godly woman. You can set your goals to be a godly man. Get it in your mind, thinking on the word, and you will become your thoughts. Come on, musicians, I'm closing. Look, before musicians come, let's read it one more time all together. Now what? After all that, now what? After all of these Solomon did, now what?
Right.
I'm going to tell you what. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought and on the labor that I had labored to do. And behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit. And there was no profit under the sun. Next verse. And I turned myself. No, that ain't what I want. I want 12. I want chapter 12. Ecclesiastes 12 and 11. In the words of the wise are as gold and as nails fastened by the master of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. Let's go. And further by these, my sons, be admonished of making many books. There is no end, and much study is weariness of the flesh. Let's go. Let us hear the conclusion. Let us hear the now what. Church, I'm going to tell you what, young people. This is the now what. After he did everything he desired, everything that met his eyes that he wanted, everything that he thought was going to give him real joy. Now, let's hear the conclusion. Let's hear the now what from Solomon, the wisest man upon the earth. Who wasn't being tricked. He knew full well what he was getting into. He said, yeah, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Of the whole matter. No matter where you go, you say, Brother D, I want to move to Nashville. It's still going to come back to this. You say, Brother Diggs, I wish I lived in Paris. The city of romance is still going to come back to this. I wish I could marry an Italian man. It's still going to come back to this. Let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Everybody in here meets this requirement. Next verse. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good. God is going to judge your good. Or whether it be evil. So you might have some worldly family members, some worldly friends. Come on, musicians. Some worldly family members, some worldly friends. Ain't nobody getting over on God. It's all going to come back to this. Everybody's going to have to ask, now what? Church, it's been millionaires, billionaires on their deathbed with an unsettling feeling in their heart about to meet God. Their money don't mean nothing. Their prestige don't mean nothing. It brings them all back to this, now what? And you know what they start doing? They be trying to make everything right then. In the last moments of their life, they be trying to clear up their mistakes and give their children money in the will and you know, and bless their wife, and even some of them give half of their money to the church. I know a church in Florida, one of my friends used to work at, I think when somebody died, he gave that church $25 million. Because he came back to now what? So everybody going to come back to this. Young people, you're going to come back to this. Your parents going to come back to this. The preacher's going to come back to this. The deacons, the musicians, the trustees, whoever you want to put it on, it's going to come back to this. Joe Biden can't get away from this. Donald Trump can't get away from this. And you know what? The Pope can't get away from this. And the one of all who's causing the most trouble, Lucifer himself, is going to come back to this. We all going to have to answer this. What? And I tell you, the answer is fear God. And let your duty be a duty of service unto him. Not for everybody else. For him. Because if it's for him, we all be blessed by it. Amen. Let's pray. Play that song, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray, let's pray. Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord, and we give you all the honor and glory. Lord, and we pray, Father, with something said to help your people, Lord. Lord, that the word of God would fall on good ground. Lord, and don't let it just be 40-fold, but let it bring forth 100. Lord God, let it bring forth that real substance, Lord, that went into the ground. That thing that which is you and all you, Lord, that can't be mimicked, can't be altered, Lord, it can't be strayed away, but it'll be all you. Lord, we pray, Father, you would just touch those that need to be touched. Lord God, you would strengthen those that need to be strengthened, Lord. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we say amen. God bless you, church. Go away.
Thank you.
Let's sing that song you were going to sing, Sweep Over My Soul. Okay. We'll sing one more song, get them ready for downstairs. What a wonderful sermon. He poured his heart out. Let's give him a good hand. Amen. God doesn't get tired. Man gets a little tired every once in a while, but God doesn't get tired of preaching like that. Amen. He pulls on both ends, pushes and pulling. So let's just sing this before we go downstairs. If you have a need, sweep over my soul. His feet. It may have been through a man called Brother Kidry Diggs, but that's okay. That's the way God wants it. We sat at his feet and we listened to what God said. Now we need to apply it to our life. Don't let it go void. Young people, he was speaking to all of us, but I know for a fact he was speaking to some of you. Don't let this pass by. Don't let this be your final moment. You need to know that you know that you know. Now what? Now what? What are you going to do? You going to keep on going like you were and be miserable? Or are you going to find rest in God? Amen. This world will never give you rest. It's going to keep you going and keep you moving and got to keep you entertained. Amen. I'd rather be entertained with what I was just entertained with than anything, any program, anything in the world. There's no concert you can go to get entertained. And it's not entertainment, it's real. Amen. This is the truth. And it takes you to an eternal destination. All that other stuff just makes you tired. Makes you wish you hadn't done it. How many have been out in the world and done something? You say, I wish I hadn't done that. You'll never, ever do that with God. You'll never, ever say, I wished I hadn't done that if it was with God. Nope, because you'll want more. You'll say, Lord, give me some more. And that's what we're going to get in the morning. We're going to get some more. When Brother Diggs will be with us, we're going to start at 9:45 in the morning. With Sunday school class, and he'll be bringing the message at about somewhere around 10:30, maybe 11, 15 to 11. And then after that, we're going to have a baptismal service tomorrow. That will be our second service. We will not have a second service. We will have a baptismal service. There's about six that's already wanting to be baptized. We got a brand new baptismal pool that we put together and got water in it, and it's warm and ready to go. So if you want to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, do one thing for me. Repent. We forget that part, Brother Kidray. We forget that part. They just want to be baptized. No, the Bible says, Peter said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. So you need to repent. Don't repent to me, repent to God. God's the one you need to repent to. But just repent, and then tomorrow we will baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So come expecting tomorrow. Now we're going to have a meal. downstairs. We'll have spaghetti and salad. Everyone stay. We got plenty to eat. And they're down there getting it ready now. And afterwards, we'll have something for the smaller kids to do. And then the older kids can just get together and fellowship some. Some of the older ones, we can get together and fellowship some. But good to have all our visitors with us. You're not visitors anymore. Brother James has been here before, so he's not a visitor. So, Brother James, could you come up here and lead us in prayer to dismiss the service and greet the people just for a minute and pray over the food while you're at it? Good to see you.
Yes, sir.
Good to be here. Hadn't seen you in a while.
It's been a while.
But you back,
yes,
man.
Sir.
God bless you, man.
Bless you.
Good to see you.
Appreciate you.
Amen.
Appreciate Amen. You. Certainly enjoyed that word tonight.
Amen.
What a wonderful meal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
To the young people and as well as the old, whole firm to that.
Yeah, that's right.
Stay with it. It's real.
That's right, brother.
Tell you what, I was sitting back there and things feeling like a youth myself. I said, man, this is edifying.
Uh-huh. Amen, brother.
But I do thank God for a message that he's sending this day here.
Amen.
To give us the strength and to keep us going and to keep us focused there and things. And
yeah.
So happy to be here.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace and goodness, Lord, and we thank you for this opportunity, Lord. God, and we just thank you for your word that we heard, God. Thank you for your atmosphere, God. Thank you for deliverance, God. Thank you for the victory that you've given your people, God. Lord, and we ask you just to bless our food, Lord God. Sanctify it, Lord. Bless those that prepared it, Lord. Let it be nourishing for our body, Lord. Bless the activities, Lord God, in the fellowship. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless.
Goodness, man.